Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so happy with this full moon, this Hunter moon tonight. I tell you, all day, things have been going pretty well, except for some small computer snafus. But other than that, it's all worked out.
That's good.
How are you doing?
So I'm doing well. I'm doing it remotely from the top of a hillside in Conneautville, Pennsylvania tonight.
Yippee. Sounds perfect.
It's
well,
this place
amazing tonight. And it was exactly, I think, at 5:07, you know, and it was like, really? Nice. And it's beautiful that there's a nice T-square and cardinal signs, which means things can be negotiated in a good way. And then we also have a beautiful grand trine in water. So all those that are listening and that have called in your spiritual gifts, this is a time it can flow really well. I love that. And also a mystic rectangle, this combination of earth and water, which helps us to manifest through our spiritual gifts in some way. So if people are trying to do healing work and stuff and work on physical bodies, or they have essential oils, or they're doing Reiki, all this stuff is just, it's a beautiful lunation. And this full moon, of course, in effect till the next full moon. And I just love it.
I can tell. This is a great time, you know. The one of the things about the Aries full moon that I really like is the simplicity of it. Again, the Aries boil it down to the root, the basic, simple, black and whiteness of it. And so it's really easy to really make a manifestation when it boils down to that black and white.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so glad to see Mars in Libra again, because when I was in Virgo, everybody was stressed out and worried about everything and complaining. And now, because Mars in Libra to me, although it's considered not to be the best thing in astrology, I find it's more like the peaceful warrior, okay? Like you can keep your inner integrity, but you can approach it with balance and intellect. I like Mars in Libra a lot, actually. And the traditional books say it's not good, but I think it's fine.
I think it makes people a little wishy-washy, taking that second thought before they act, you know, that type of thing, which I do like. I mean, it slows the process down, and I know a lot of astrologers don't like it, but I like that slowing the process down. Maybe I'm prejudiced, but I agree with you that the Mars in Libra is really an easier time than definitely the Mars in Virgo.
You got that straight. I saw a great girlfriend, yes. And it's interesting because Venus is opposing Uranus in Taurus retrograde right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about sustaining and going deep and doing research on those things that you know are going to take a while to develop or construct. And I also like that angle. And some of the traditional books don't like that angle either, but I do, because if you are thinking, I want to do this, this is my goal, but you don't have all the pieces of the puzzle in place, this helps you to go deeper and find that, intuit that, okay? So I like that, too. I mean, maybe I'm just being too positive tonight, but that's how I'm feeling about it.
Well, you know, with with that grand trine with the North Node, Neptune, and Mercury, okay? Again, that so screams for your greater benefit. Just believe. Just be positive. So it's all right with that grand trine to be really positive. It also, you know, people's intuitive abilities can be so strong to envision and see that destination, to see what direction they're going in at this point in time, and to really reexamine the path. And so I do like that because it makes people more thorough in their decisions.
Yes. I'm going to tell you a message that I got twice today. And it was just, you know, my normal activities of working and doing the things that I do in my house and with my business and stuff like that. But I was running a group of charts for tomorrow. And my main printer, I wasn't aware, I was low on black ink. It would not print for me anymore. Nope. You have to replace this or we're not going to give you that. Okay. So I have an auxiliary printer. So I went ahead and I reconnected and I got involved with that printer. I printed 20 out of 33 charts and ran out of black ink on that one. Really? So I guess it's not black and white and yes and no. Really?
I think that's pretty black and white.
Goodness. Now, I have a third portable printer, which I can engage, so guess what? I'm still going to get this done. I can guarantee you that. And that has new cartridges in it, brand new. So I can still make this happen.
There you go. Resourcefulness.
I'm a person that always believes in plan A and plan B, and I'm realizing more and more I need to have a plan C. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have a lot of people on hold tonight, and that's great. I mean, I'm happy that they called in, and we probably should see what we can do to help them. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay, girl.
Hello?
Area code 330, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Kimberly.
Oh, you know, I should know that voice by now. How are you?
Okay. Well, I let go of a bad guy that wasn't good for me. So I'm hoping there's a new one coming in soon.
Let's take a look and see.
Now, you're not living in Alabama. Where are you now?
Michigan.
And what city?
Just outside of Detroit.
Okay. And you are November 5th, right?
No, April 15th.
Ooh. Okay. So I have so many Kimberlys on here. I'm sorry. Let me go back.
Oh, that's fine.
You're fine.
Oh,
I'm sure you're lying somewhere.
I can't find you. Let's try this one again. April 15th, what?
71.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
1971.
Okay.
All right.
And what time were you born?
9:23 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
And now you're in Detroit. All right, got it. Yeah, we want to make sure it's accurate. And
sure.
Thank you so much for helping us with that. That's great. Okay. So let's take a look and see what's going on with you. Do you have a special question for us tonight?
About the relationship.
Are you still there?
Yes, the relationship, please.
You know what I'm going to say about this is, this is a time for you to keep your eyes open, to be cautious, slow, steady, because what's going to happen is during this period of time is that Jupiter is going to transit into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. Venus, Mercury, and the Sun are right now transiting through your fifth house of romance and dating. So there's opportunities there, but for a commitment here, you want to go really into your seventh house. And so that happens, I think, in December, if I'm not, if I'm correct. But it's only here in a couple of months that it's going to transit into your seventh house. And so then you have about a year where the opportunity to meet that relationship that you want is there. But since your south node is there right now and Saturn is there right now, it's telling you to slow down, be cautious, look at this a little differently, to really take your time in any relationship that you get involved in right now. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think it's a very good time for you to be very independent because Jupiter's sitting on your moon. And I agree with Jacqueline because the south node and Saturn together would indicate you want it all. And you're going to have opportunities, but you're still going to feel that it's not exactly right. Now, Pluto is sitting on your Mars, which means you may have even already met the right person, but it hasn't necessarily manifested just yet. Because Pluto just went direct a week ago, okay? And I agree with Jacqueline that when Jupiter gets into Capricorn and starts going through your seventh house, whatever you're entertaining, it's going to deepen, it's going to get stronger, and it could be a long-term relationship. Take your time. This full moon is sitting very close to your sun right now. And it's time for you to feel complete. It's time for you to appreciate that whoever gets you is really lucky, babe. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, did you want to see if this person is going to come back or turn into
most of the planets that are retrograde now? Most of the planets that are retrograde now have gone direct. There's only two that are still retrograde, Neptune and Uranus. And the energy is more about you bringing yourself back to completion than holding on to the past, okay? You have to understand one thing is that one person cannot be everything for you, okay? And it's important for you to have much more confidence in the perfect relationship coming to you, whether it's coming back to you or if it's coming in new. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay.
You know that sometimes you go back to a relationship, things seem fresh and new at the beginning, but that reverts back to the old subconscious things. Okay? Take your time right now. Enjoy your independence. Reconnect with people if you wish. But I wouldn't place all of my well-being on one person right now with Jupiter sitting on your moon. It's about you having a lifestyle that you enjoy and having a relationship that they can enjoy it with you. Don't settle for less. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
And keep us posted, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right, God bless. Have a sweet night. Did you agree with me? I should have asked you that.
It's okay, yeah. I so agree with you that this is a time for her to really just keep her all options open, you know, again here. her chart is all about her loving herself and seeing what comes to her.
The freedom of self-expression is the most important thing for her to be able to maintain in any relationship because of that Sag moon. Okay? So, otherwise, it's going to be hard, you know? And I would rather have her move forward and feel that sense of oneness and continue for a long period of time, you know, just being herself. I think that would serve her better. So are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's a 111. We don't know where they are. Area code 111. You're on the air.
I like how y'all said that. I spoke with y'all. I mean, you back, Lisa, November 78.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Melissa. And I spoke to y'all before, and y'all were very angry.
Melissa, number 3. I got that. Right,
yes.
Let's see if I can find it in here. My computers are a little close today, but I'm hoping to get lucky right now. Okay.
What's your birth date again?
11/3/78.
There you are. Gotcha. Austin, Texas.
I can't find her now, see? How do you spell Lisa?
L-I-S-A.
Oh, okay. Right church, wrong pew. And what's the birth date?
11/3/78. November 3rd, 1978. Please, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Question for you. You're very accurate last time. So, I want to know about my male friend for so many years, you know, conflict. And I've been trying to ease. Question is, do you see what is the appropriate communications face to face? Do you see that in the nearby future? Is there a timeline? It's really important. I know that he's going through a lot right now, but do you see why you're looking at that? If he's a Pisces. I know his birthday is
go ahead.
He's March 6th. I don't know the year. He's 58.
You know.
Isn't he 58? Yeah.
Do you still live in Texas?
At this time.
And
Hello?
Do you know what city he was born in?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I know he was born in Texas, but I was
okay,
saying same
fine.
As me. Thank you.
Where do you live right now?
Texas. Short period of time.
Okay.
I'm only here temporary, Texas right now.
What does he do for a living?
Teaching.
It's an interesting relationship between the two of you. I can say that. The two of you bring two different things to the table. This one's a little bit more of a drama queen than what I like to see. That's the reason why I say that, is because they have this way when something's going in not the direction they want to over-exaggerate things to kind of change the perspective so that you don't see the challenge that's upon them.
because the sun is sitting on your Venus on this full moon in Libra, it's not a peace and harmony, and they're both squaring Pluto, the planet of empowerment, okay, in Capricorn. So as much as there can be a lot of idealistic energy here, you also have to look at the reality, okay? Jupiter's already passed over your Neptune, and so because of that, you know, you just really want to be happy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Venus is about to pass over your sun over the next few days, okay?
Right.
And it's trying to planets in Pisces. I would try to deal with this relationship on a higher level. The practicality is not where I'd like to see it, but there's something spiritual here that I feel needs to be exchanged. Does that make sense?
Okay. This is really interesting.
And my feeling is that to be able to get to a point of intimacy where you could actually share your dreams, that is what I'd like to see happen. But if that's going to happen, it won't happen until the end of November. Okay?
I agree.
Very interesting.
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to encourage you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say this about the relationship. I do think that you two were cosmically brought together, okay? But I think it's quality of time versus quantity of time, and I think that it has to have that temperance and that patience to it. Do I think it's over with? Probably not, okay? Again, Aphrodite was talking about that spiritual connection that the two of you have, and how it has to be played on that higher level. If you want to do anything about this relationship, I would definitely do it more on the psychic level than anything else. But I don't necessarily know this is the ideal relationship for you. This one can be a little bit more challenging than what I'd like to see at this time for you.
Yeah, true.
I think you could do better, is what I'm saying.
Yes. I just basically want to, I have some things I need to, I have to talk to him. Well, we have to come to compromise because I know that I broke his heart, but he has something that belongs to me, and I got to get in there, talk to him. I don't want to talk to him, but I have to talk to him.
Again, do it on a more intuitive level. Call out to him and say, "Hey, I need to talk to you," but you know, without actually calling him. More on that intuitive level. Send that energy out in that way. I think it'll work a lot better. He's more manipulative with that energy, and he will feel it. I guarantee you. The trines between the two of your sons, between Venus and his son, I mean, there's a lot there that you can utilize just without the natural words, just the energy itself.
You know, ladies, I want to ask you quick on that. Is it true that he's hurt because I didn't give him my attention?
Say that again.
Is it true that I hurt him because I didn't give him attention like a woman to a man? I mean, because he said I didn't ask him. He was putting himself available to me. And I said, look, I really...
Well, again, here, quality of time versus quantity of time. And this one could probably be a little bit more pushy than what they should be. And a little bit more controlling than what they should be. I talked about that drama queen thing of the over-exaggeration. So I think he's over-exaggerating with that. Because here, again, you're an independent source. And, hey... That's not a bad thing. He's got a dual sign for a son. He needs to be independent and on his own. He also has Venus in Aries, which makes him definitely egocentric. Okay, so here again, I think he's manifesting some of that on you that's actually his stuff.
Okay, makes sense.
And keep us posted, okay honey?
Oh, okay, so it's actually end of November. Yes, sir, thank you. And remember.
Yep. That's when I think it's going to come together. So take your time. Take your time.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I'm going to pray more. Thank you, ladies. Have a good.
All right. Well, God bless you. Okay. Sweet night.
Oh, my God. Wish me luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I was listening. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561287, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi, it's Stacy, and my birthday's coming up before you know it in a couple of months, December
26, 1967. Gotcha.
Yeah,
so
I wanted
to.
Right. Well, I wanted to know what you see in the next couple months. Is anything good going to finally happen between now and then, or after? You know.
Where are you right now, Stacey? You're down in Florida.
Yeah, same place.
Okay.
Jupiter just went into your first house. Okay. This is such a good thing. It isn't even funny. It's going to come over your Mercury. It's going to come over your Sun. And so here again, we have some good changes for you coming up. I got to look at your solar return as a result of that because the timing is about around your birthday. You're going to be in Delray for your birthday, you think?
Yeah, I mean, if someone wants to take me out, but I guess that's not going to happen. You know, I put my social life on hold because, you know, the work situation, you know what I'm saying? It's still, I applied, I got rejected twice. So I don't know, do you think I should take a retail job or, you know, when am I going to reach my final destination with jobs? Because I don't want to be at different places for 2 weeks and then get let go. That's my... You know, that's not what I want.
That's not happening. Again, on your solar return, in your sixth house of day-to-day work, you have Venus, okay? And it's really nicely placed. Again, here this year, you have Jupiter conjunct your Sun, and you have your Moon there. Okay, so there's this huge transformation and change for you this year in a major way. I'm loving it. I find a change in your home this year. I find a change in your work this year. I find your creative levels off the chart. So you're going to get your job, okay? So I'm looking at around your birthday. This energy starts going in about the end of November, and will start getting stronger till your birthday. And your birthday actually this year is on Christmas Day. So just to let you know, at 9:19 p.m. is when your solar return starts. So that's what you're looking for. This is beautiful. You have some beautiful trines right up to Uranus, so there's going to be this sudden shift and change. You have beautiful trines going from Mars to Pluto to Saturn, which are just gorgeous. So there's all these advantages that are going to be going into place. You get a Leo rising with the Arabic part of fortune on it. So this solar return is the one you've been looking for. I love this solar return for you. This is when things are going to start to happen. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. See, it's going to be the new moon on your birthday, and it's going to be kissing Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance. So you're looking at something more creative than you thought initially, even though you can still use your knowledge of technology. I so agree with Jacqueline. This is going to be a great year for you coming up. You just have to try and get yourself through, like you say, just in a couple months, and everything's going to shift in a marvelous way, honey.
So you're saying something creative, like a more creative job, or a...
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to feel a lot of positivity around you. You're going to be working with things that mentally stimulate you, and you're not necessarily just towing the line, that your insight, your personality will be involved, which would be very nice for you.
So that's coming up in 2 months. So you think that'll be the final one, or? or just a step.
Oh, yeah. This is a strong, committed situation.
Wow. I just want to know how it's going to come because, you know, hopefully hell. But changes
well,
are
Uranus has been trying
know.
To that, so
yeah.
I got to say it's going to be sudden and it's going to be a surprise because Uranus is unusual in its manifestation.
So I'll actually celebrate my birthday for a change.
You should.
It's
going to
be an oh, wow.
Celebrate.
It's going to be an oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's just
because
I've kept everything
on. We have to go.
See,
a lot of people on hold tonight, Stacey, okay? But just know, it's okay. You're going to get through this. You're going to be great. Don't worry, okay?
Oh, God, when you said changes my home, I hope I don't get kicked out. I'm just scared.
It's going to be very good. Don't worry, okay? And so keep us posted, all right?
All right. Thanks. God bless. I just have to, like,
God bless you.
Wait, like,
all right.
You know, it's just hoping that these 2 months go by quick because, you know, I just was hoping. I even tried for retail. I haven't heard back, you know? And, you know, the rejection isn't really too...
Again, just keep pushing and stuff, and you're going to be fine. And keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies, so much.
God
I really
bless
appreciate
you.
It.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm so glad her ship's coming in. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It is. It's great.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, 978. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Kathleen. Date of birth, 8-4-57.
Have you called in before?
Yes, months and months ago.
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yeah, 7:14 a.m.
Gotcha. So, what's your question for us tonight?
Well, I've been having problems with my balance, my feet. You know, it's hard for me to get out, and I'm walking funny. And this has been going on for 2 years now. I didn't know if you saw a big change in my health with that. And I had to give up my car because of it. I didn't know if you saw my health changing and if you saw me getting a car. I can't stay in this apartment anymore. I'm going bananas after 2 years.
Wow, crazy. Well, we've had this Jupiter-Neptune square going on for a while now. Cause they're both, Jupiter's an annual planet, but Neptune is a ponderous planet. And they're still in the square. Now, Pisces does rule defeat. Sag rules travel and ambulation. And that square has been in effect for about this long, off and on now. So you're not crazy, by the way. I just let you know that part, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But the thing is, it's because it's a ponderous square, it usually indicates that therapy would be essential, okay? For you to be able to take back your sense of balance and be able to ambulate better. And Neptune's still retrograde until the 28th of November.
Of
which
November?
Means this is the time with the retrograde to do the research. Now, I'm going to encourage you to do traditional therapy, but also look at non-traditional therapies that can really help you. Things like massage, reflexology, maybe acupuncture. To be a co-creator of this, what do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I wasn't sure if I would need surgery on some of my toes because they just curl down and they hit the floor. And
well, what I'm looking at is the same thing. I do think it's physical therapy as well more than surgery. I don't think it's surgery that you need. I'm with Aphrodite on different modalities, whether it be chiropractic work. I think you really have to look at the manipulation of the muscular structure as well as the bone structure on this to be able to really get it into place. And like Aphrodite said, I agree with her 100% that once Neptune goes direct, you can start taking positive steps forward. but this is a process, and it is surgery is in and out, and there's a rehabilitation. This is a process of rehabilitation. So this is some kind of physical therapy, whether or some kind of ongoing therapy treatment that's going to make it happen for you. So it's looking for the right modality in a long term that would make this happen. So here again, whether it be chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture, Reiki, any of these modalities or a combination of them, that's what I would be looking at to try and make this happen.
And when do you see it actually, when do you see me actually being able to walk, you know, without assistance?
Well, here again, this is where you're going to have to work on it. The more you work on it, the better off it is. It's going to start moving in a more positive direction once Neptune goes direct. So you'll actually be able to be more productive at that time. It'll start to do that. Again, if you want to put a lot of effort after that into it, that's great. You'll mend quicker. If you want to do it slowly, that's up to you. 50% of our life is free will. Just because the opportunity.
Now you're saying Mercury will go direct the 28th of November?
Neptune.
Oh, Neptune. So what's the 28th of November? Is that when
Neptune's in Pisces, which rules the feet. Okay.
Okay.
It hasn't sat on this star for 165 years.
Wow.
Okay.
So does
that
mean?
It's a ponderous planet. Now I'm going to tell you that there's two parts of destiny, Arabic parts of destiny. One is for operations and medical treatment, and one is for surgery. Okay.
Mm.
If you're going to have a procedure done, I know it sounds crazy to tell you around Halloween, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Around
so
Halloween.
Plants are seeing on those stars now. It doesn't necessarily have to be a surgeon's knife. It can be an acupuncturist because they are also putting
stuff into your body. Yeah, but I don't have the money for that. My insurance doesn't cover acupuncture.
Oh.
So I'd have to see, like, an orthopedic surgeon or something or whatever.
Well, here again,
I think you have enough wiggle room to look at that evaluation. Okay, now the plants are only sitting on the stars for a few days. Now, if they could maybe do something to help to alleviate it, it would be minor surgery and not what you're envisioning. Like you're in overwhelm right now. So let's see what
right,
can be done. There's a lot of microsurgical techniques can be used now.
What does Halloween have to do with this? I'm not getting the dates here.
All right.
You gave me November 28th, and then
your part of operations and medical treatment lies at 9 degrees of Sagittarius. Your part of surgery, police, armies, and accidents, okay, lies at 16 degrees of Libra. So we're having Mars passing over that star, which is the surgeon's planet in Libra, and we're also having the moon in Sagittarius the last 2 days of this month. So they're both kind of agreeing that maybe something can be done that is a little bit invasive, which is why it doesn't necessarily have to be big surgery. It could be microsurgery. You say you can't do the acupuncture, but I'm not seeing it as something like this out of control here. I think it's going to be an option that you can find between now and then that might help you to know that there's more than one step you have to take to get where you can be whole. This is a process.
Okay, and
your ponderous planets.
Do you see after this me getting a vehicle because it's my balance is really off and my feet are off and they're just curling down? And I know that doesn't help my balance, and I also have lymphedema. But I didn't know if you saw me getting a car, a used car. I can't.
Well, Jupiter
can't
sitting
stand
on your
me.
Part of fortune right now in Sagittarius, which rules travel. Okay. So I'm not worried about you getting the car. I'm worried about your feet being comfortable in the car. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Now, how much are both feet affected or just one more than the other?
They're both tight to bend, but I have a couple of toes that just really bend down, like the second toe next to the big toe. you can't even see my nail polish. They just go right down.
Okay, all right. But I think that, again, Neptune's going to go direct on the 28th of November, okay? Right now it's retrograde, so if you get a car now, it's better to get a used car because the planet's retrograde, okay, than it is to get a new one. But you have to sit in there and ergonomically know if you can use the gas pedal and the brake the way that you need to. Is there somebody that can go with you?
Well, it's not just that. It's getting out of the car and walking. I walk kind of with a limp because of it.
Well, the other option is getting a scooter.
Well, that's not going to take me to doctor's appointments and the grocery store. And
no, when you have a scooter in your car, I have clients that come to see me on a scooter, okay? These scooters are very, very light, okay? If you had a scooter, so you get out of the car, you could get on the scooter. But sometimes you need an assist. You have somebody to
help
you.
I just want to get out and walk normal. And I guess that's what I'm looking for. And then I can go for the car or whatever. I want to walk normal. Plus, I have lymphedema. Okay. Plus, Tuesday night I'm going to a seminar for gastric bypass. So I'm hoping that helps the lymphedema in my legs if I go through with it.
All right. Well, trust your intuition as much as you can, but if you're going through all of these things simultaneously, you may be fighting a battle on too many fronts. You have to deal with it one thing at a time.
At a time.
The best result. You can recreate your inner balance. It's not so much your outer balance, I think, with this one right now. I think it's your inner balance. And I think you can do this because Jupiter's in Sag, and Jupiter in Sag wants to motivate you and get you mobile. I know that. It's going to be there till December 3rd. So you have some wiggle room to do the things you envision one day at a time and schedule them so you know you have a recovery in between. Don't put yourself more into a victim role right now.
Okay, so what's December 3rd? I have December 3rd?
Yep.
To get this stuff done.
December 3rd, when Jupiter goes into Capricorn, you should be much more stable, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have some nice trines to some of your Earth planets. You know, like both your Mercury and your Venus are in Virgo. Oh, that's going to help, okay?
So December 3rd, more stable.
Yep. And when Jupiter goes into Capricorn, it's there for a year. So during that year, you'll probably still do some therapy to increase your muscle tenacity, your balance, your stability, and it's an annual cycle. Now, I almost lost my right leg when I was in my 20s. It took me 3 years to rehabilitate it, but I damn well did. And I can dance you under the table. I can dance anybody under the table right now. So know that you're in a process, not an event, okay? Take it one step at a time. And when you're listening to people, listen very closely about what they're going to do, what your recovery is going to be, and how you're going to function. Because, see, right now, if you have the gastric surgery done, do you have someone to stay with you when you go through the process of healing?
Well, I have to lose the weight first. I'm going to the seminar.
Okay, good. That's good. Information right now is great. I love that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go and take a look at that. Now, have you already lost some weight? Have you been working on it?
I've tried. It's hard, but I need guidance with it.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to the seminar. It's be my first time.
Well,
and that's Tuesday night.
We have other calls on hold, but I want to give you one more thought before we close tonight. Create a vision board.
Yeah, I used to have one.
Create a new one. Because you're going to put your psychic stuff, your thoughts, and all of that in alignment with something that you can look at every day. It's called Pranic Healing Technique. Do that for you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, ladies.
And keep us
and
posted,
I do appreciate
all right?
It.
All right. Well, God bless
okay.
you. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. people are going through some really difficult times right now, Jacqueline.
There's major transformations and changes afoot.
For sure, yeah. So, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Let me see where I'm at here. Oh, here we are. Air code 540525, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy full moon. It's
Happy
Kara.
Full moon
full
to
moon
you.
Moon.
How you doing tonight?
Good. Good. Just something told me to call in. I don't know what it is, so here I am.
Who are we speaking to, Kara?
Kara. Mm-hmm.
February 9th, 1974.
That's it.
All right.
So what's shaking, lady?
Not much. Like I said, something told me to call in. My intuition's been really strong lately, and I've been trying to listen to it. And I just had a strong calling to call in tonight.
And I'm going to tell you, listen to that. Listen very strongly to that. Mars is conjunct your Pluto in your first house right now. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So something is about to change for you.
Oh.
Follow that intuition, okay? It has to do with some kind of communication you're going to receive here. So there's information that you're waiting on to receive, and it's coming in. Venus is in trine to your Mercury. This is a really great opening. This full moon is conjunct your Chiron, okay, in your eighth house. So there's this major shift going more psychologically than anything else. So your perspective is changing. Be open to what it's changing to is what I'm going to say. What do you think, Alfred?
Okay.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. You got some nice planetary hits here tonight, and I'm very excited about that for you. And the thing you have to understand is this, is that the more disciplined you are right now, the better you're going to be.
Okay.
Keep control of your schedule, your time, your energy, and your intention, okay? And don't be afraid if other people disagree with you right now. Stand your ground because you're very, very knowledgeable and you're very, very universal in your spiritual energies, which are amazing. So don't be afraid to step in and say something. You're a natural teacher right now, and that's getting stronger every year for the next few years. So don't be afraid to connect with other people that are like-minded and like-spirited with you. This is a good time to do that, a great time to do that. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. I like
yeah.
It.
And, you know, the interesting thing about your chart, too, today, I want to just tell you that these planets are in Capricorn. They're ponderous planets, okay? Now, Saturn hasn't sat at this degree for 29 years. Pluto hasn't sat at this degree since the Revolutionary War, and they're trying your ascendant, your natural soul vibration. So you're going to analyze people and situations, even look at past lives, even look at your own genealogy. It's amazing right now. For the next year, oh, yeah.
Wow.
To connect with your
That's
ancestors.
Exciting.
They may have had gifts too. They may have had gifts too that you don't even know about. It might be a really good thing for you to look into that this year coming up. Okay?
And to ancestors?
Yes. On both sides.
Okay. Okay.
Because it can be very interesting because, again, sometimes we're born into a bloodline for a reason. Sometimes we've been in that bloodline for a long time. But it's still part of what we call our esoteric DNA, okay? There's DNA that we can look at under a microscope now, but there's DNA that we have on a soul level that only the Akashic records know about. But right now, I think both are going on with you. It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it is.
So take a look at that, and and allow yourself to get delve deeply into some of these things about your roots as far as the body you're wearing, but also the soul that you're emanating every day. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a sweet night. Thank you for calling in. We'll
you
talk
too.
To you soon.
Okay. Right. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's see here. Oh, a couple people hung up. Let's see who's next here. Oh, here we are. Air code 561371. You're on the air.
That's me. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
I'm Moonglow. Hi.
I know who this is.
Yes, you do. Do I give you my time?
12/9/1955.
Okay, you must be a psychic.
6:55 p.m.
What time? What is it?
6:55 p.m.
Okay. And where?
Brooklyn, New York.
And where do you live now?
I live in South Florida.
Which city?
Just put West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what's your question tonight for us, sweetheart?
Well, pretty basic. I've been abruptly let go from a broadcasting position very recently, and they're without cause. And I have many unanswered questions now. Like abruptly let go.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what shows up here. Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. No problem. All right. And was that down in West Palm Beach, or were you doing it virtually?
No, it wasn't. It was in Tampa.
Good to know. All right. That's why I asked. I had a feeling there was something amiss I didn't know. Okay, great. All right. All right, let's see. Whoa. Ah, wow. Do you want to start, Jacqueline? You know this girl. Go ahead. Go for it. But I
know
what I can
want
see right now.
Start. I want
Jupiter
you
is sitting on your
stuff.
Mercury. You are working
yeah.
so below your level, girlfriend. Oh, my God. This is a blessing in disguise.
What
oh, my God. Saturn is sitting on your Venus right now. You can do so much better for yourself. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I was thinking
this is
that,
a liberation. This was a liberation, ma'am.
Really?
You got
mm-hmm.
it.
I was really
take the high road. There's less traffic, and you're going to go for it. You're going to find it really soon, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
It's right
so,
on you.
On my
right
side,
on you.
I agree with 100% with Aphrodite, okay? Venus is mm-hmm. is coming, approaching onto your Mars. It's almost there, okay? So there is an opportunity coming ahead for you. And I think the release of this was because when you're not just that you just do your job. You do a lot more for it. You do the research. You do the information. You really get
mm-hmm.
into your work, okay? Most people don't do that in what you do, okay?
Sure.
And here again.
Mm-hmm.
Your previous employer did not appreciate that with you. And
true.
So the universe said, hey, okay, I agree with Aphrodite because any day now something can shift and change for your benefit. Now that you're a free agent and you don't have that responsibility of that one, you can find another opportunity. I would hit the ground running starting tomorrow looking at opportunities for you and getting your name out there again and saying, hey, this is what I want to do, this is where I'm going, and this is what I'm going to do. And I would do that ASAP because this thing's dead on you right now.
All right, so
yes,
then
ma'am.
I should not investigate why or what the reason was or find out from colleagues, do they know any information? Or should I go back to any
Don't
colleagues?
Look back.
And...
Don't look back. Take this as a gift, honey. Take this as a gift. Don't spend too much time looking back right now. There's only two planets retrograde now. They're both ponderous planets. This is a time for you to look forward and make contact. Now, Mercury's going to go retrograde on the 1st of November for 22 days. So it could even be a contact from your past that gives you the new opportunity beyond that date.
Mm-hmm.
You still got a few weeks to work with. So I would be looking at everything good. Everything good.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, because I'm really, I feel like I'm on a plateau. I'm on a, like this leaping board. I feel it intuitively. And, you know, there's a lot of unknown, of course. I want to leap. And I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. So I wanted to know exactly what you said, Aphrodite, that this is an opportunity, not something.
Yes.
It's something.
I want you to bounce on the platform before you take the dive. And when you do it, curve, get up, and take a deep breath and mix your air and your water and your fire of intention together. Even if you want to visualize that in your meditations, that's what they're showing me. Okay?
Mix
so
air,
just
fire,
do it.
And
yep.
Okay.
Air, fire, and water. And because, you know, you have, like Jasmine pointed out, this was not the ideal. It was a stepping stone. Step up. Okay?
Yes. Yes, yes. I'm waiting for that pinnacle. Yes. I would like to make some financial gain from it, too, so that would be good. That's good that
you
said that.
Well, Jupiter tends
to
prosper you in all your ways. Jupiter's going to prosper you on every aspect. Because, see, on your Mercury, and you're a communicator by your very living, your chosen occupation, it is kissing you right now. It's right. It's on you within 1 minute tonight, at the full moon tonight. 1 minute.
Mm.
It's that close to you. Your good fortune is that close to you.
Did I do a special meditation in when the, you know, the full moon? It is.
I would say thank you first.
Oh,
yeah. Not come from a place of lack. I would say thank you for liberating me to find my ideal to serve. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this because this full moon is entrined to that Mercury-Jupiter connection.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So it really makes it to where, yes, tonight you should set some really strong positive intent. Don't look back. Look forward.
All right. I will.
Know you're going to be
I
blessed.
Will.
Just know it. Be very sure in your confidence
Yes. I feel it. It's crazy. I really do feel it. But when there's nothing concrete and it's a feeling, you just don't know if you are, you should pursue the same situation in a different direction, but the same, you know, the same company or the same area, let's say, or does one just say, hey, I'm open to the universe and let me just, you know, it's coming to me. So let it be done.
Be open.
Be
open.
Open.
Be open.
Be looking for something big.
Okay.
Okay.
I will be.
All right. Well, you have a sweet
Thank
night.
You,
and, keep us posted.
It was great.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I will. I'll let you know. Jacqueline, right?
All right.
Thank you
Many
so
blessings.
Much.
Yeah. Okay.
It was great meeting
Thanks
you too, Aphrodite.
Well.
Bye, love.
Sweet
Take
night.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Happy
This has been the Illumination Station. Jacqueline, let them know where they can find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can find me at 540-400-0110. This is the Illumination Station. We're here every Sunday night, 6 and 7, hoping to serve you and help you look at your life in a better light, know you're blocked, and know where you can rock and roll. Stay tuned. We'll be back here Sunday night, next Sunday night from 6 to 7. Have a blessed week. Happy full moon.
Happy full moon. Good night.
Good night.